6:32. Thanks, Mark. Okay, 6:32, and I call the meeting to order and ask people to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So I'm going to just call the roll. Bob Lisi?
Here.
Danny Soto?
Here.
Greta Sexton?
Here.
Linda Fusco, I'm present. So we have a quorum, and we'll move on to the approval of the minutes. Did everyone have a chance to look at last month's minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
no.
Is there a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion that we accept the Derby Housing Authority meeting minutes dated April 6, 2023.
I second the motion.
Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Okay. Additions, deletions, and corrections. Does anybody besides me have any?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. So I'm going to ask under new business that we add an A, and that would be discussion and possible action on the payment of $12,000 to Tegan Bond for an environmental review on CC Manor. That's for the project-based vouchers that we want to add over there. And I also, I was at the Housing Authority this morning to sign check, and Dory talked to me about a personnel issue. So I am going to ask that we go into to executive session and be able to discuss that as a group. So can I have a motion to add new business A and to go forward with an executive session tonight?
Well, I'll make that motion under new business. We add A, an environmental review, and that we add executive session.
Okay, is there a second?
I second the motion.
All right, is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Is there anyone from the public that wishes to speak? Anybody from the public? Okay, hearing none, I'm going to go down to old business. And is Ken or Maria on? Okay, if not, that's fine. Ken submitted a report late. Did everybody have a chance to look at it?
Yeah.
Zuri emailed it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. So any questions? One of them may come on, or I can check with them tomorrow and get the answers to your questions. Anybody have any questions? It looks like there are some changes to the housing voucher program, and they are aware of it. Imagineers are aware of it, and they'll be working to get us ready to go forward with it. There's some new inspection protocol. They're adjusting income and family assets. So if you have questions, let me know, and I'll be really happy to discuss it with them and then get back to you.
Okay.
All right. Any questions? Okay. So then we'll move on to old business B. Regina's, it's your monthly report. Has everybody looked at Regina's report?
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody have any questions for Regina?
I just had one. Mm-hmm. When we had that meeting at Steiger, you know, with the mayor, I believe Zuri and Regina's handrails did come up. I mean, front and back
right.
are kind of expensive. So if we had to prioritize front or back, even if we took a look at it, which one would be the most helpful for our residents?
Front door.
The front door.
Yeah, I know. I don't think Regina's is on, but I know that she told me that residents were complaining about both. You know, they wanted it on the front and back, but if we were going to choose first, we'd probably go with the front.
Okay.
Since, you know, that's probably some of their main entry point.
Most of them are on the front already.
That's what I was going to ask you, Loretta.
Most of them are on the front already.
Okay.
But it's important to have two.
I know Herman raised it, Zuri. I think it was like back around Christmas time, November, December.
Yes, he did.
Right.
Yeah.
Then he left. And I did mention it to maintenance. They are also going to look into that as well. I also sent the mayor an email of different items that we were in need of, because he did mention that they hired a new grant writer and that she could assist us with applying for some grants. So I did send him everything in an email. I'm just waiting for a response from him. So I'll probably follow up with him probably tomorrow or next week just to make sure.
Okay. Is it something that our maintenance guys can do, or is it
something that we need to work? Yep, I asked them that, and they said that they could. We would just have to buy the material, which, you know, can be a bit pricey. But they said that they could do it.
I know that Herman was talking about using metal, you know, like piping.
Yep.
Which I thought would hold up better than wood.
Right, exactly. Yep, and I showed them the one that Herman made for us, and they said that they can do that. They're comfortable with it. So that is something that they are able to do. It's just a matter of, you know, seeing how much material is needed and purchasing it. But they can do it.
Hmm. Okay, good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so maybe they can look into it before the next meeting. And we can talk about it then.
Okay.
Any other discussion on Regina's report? Okay. So item C under old business, possible vote on Steiger payouts for deceased residents. So, you know, we've been making restitution on all of that back money that was owed to some Steiger residents. We paid all of the people who are continue to be living, except for this one woman who I can't find. She was on the voter list for West Hartford. The registrar of voters in West Hartford finally called me back and said she's now off the list. So I'm going to assume that might mean that she passed, but I haven't been able to find any kind of an obit for her. And Mark wasn't able to find her in the state death list. So we can try that again, you know, in that maybe she passed recently. We just had that happen with a woman who's on the deceased list. She's the only one that from that first list that hasn't been paid. Everybody else got their checks and they're, you know, quite satisfied and happy. So we started working on the deceased list. Zuri gave me a list of eight that we couldn't find. So far, I've found relatives on five of them. I still have three more to go. Zuri, you had some questions. We had some questions about when do you know how to make the payments? Because a lot of times these people pass having gone into nursing home care and they had no assets and they had no wills. So a lot of things weren't probated. In a situation where there's more than one child or more than one sibling, Zuri and I talked about talking to Attorney Samaruga to see what's the right way to do that. If it had not been probated, and if it's, you know, say it's like under $1,000, you send it to probate, you make the check out to the estate of it, goes to probate, and then there's fees attached to whatever. Sometimes we have one payment that's $72. So you wonder, like, what's the best way to handle that? I'm going to ask permission to pay five out of the 16. These are more clear cut. There's where someone was a power of attorney, or there was, in one case, there's a payout of $8,000. There's only one sibling left and this person had no children. So my request for tonight is to pay five of those families for a total of $16,723. And we'll continue as we get direction from the attorney or as I find the other families, we'll continue to bring these to you in the meetings that okay. come. Any questions?
No, we have to do it.
Yeah. I think it's the right thing to do. One gentleman said to me today, this is really nice that you're doing that. He said you could have kept the money and who would have known? Well, we would have. So, we would have known. So, and for this family who's getting the single brother who's living in Shelton with his wife, $8,000, I think will mean a lot. So it's a good thing.
Yep.
So can a motion to make the payments so far to these five families?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Danny. Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Loretta. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion. Thank you so much. All right. Update on Lakeview Elevator. Zuri, I'm going to turn that to you.
Yes.
We started the discussion last month and you asked for some more
information. Right. So I contacted Dyson Krupp, who is our current elevator provider. And we've had the elevator for about 40 years and no modification at all has been performed on the elevator. It usually is recommended to do after 20 to 25 years, and it costs about six figures for the modernization. So we've had it for, close to 40. We haven't had any issues. It is being maintained on a quarterly basis. I checked the contract with Dyson and confirmed with them. That contract automatically renews every April for another 5 years. So the only way for us to cancel it is if we were to go through a modernization with another company. They are asking to do the soft mod for $18,000, but I mean, it's been running fine for 40 years. So I feel if it's being maintained and continues to be, then, Lord willing, we won't run into any issues. I did talk with Otis. And she, at some point, she said, we are going to have to go through a full mod because it's already been about 40 years. As for now, it's running properly. So I don't know if it's necessary. The only downside to that is if, God forbid, one of these obsolete parts breaks down, then we would have to pay out of pocket to replace it. So that is the only downside. But, I mean, the good side is it's been working for us for this long. It hasn't broken down. So I don't know if it's necessary to spend that kind of money right now. And the full mod would extend the elevator for another 25 years when the soft mod is only extending it for another 10. So I think somewhere down the line, we probably would have to go with a full mod. It's a lot of money for just another 10 years.
So when you said the parts being out of pocket, did they give you price ranges on these, these parts?
No.
That are going to be hard to find if you're able to find them, if this is 40 years old? Because just like you said earlier, the materials right now are very expensive, and sometimes even there was the whole summer last summer you couldn't find decking material. So something that's 40 years old might be even more difficult to find. Go ahead.
I mean, they gave me an example of the boards. The boards might go, but they didn't have specific pricing. I guess it all depends on the number or if there's a mechanical issue. It all depends on, what would arise in the event that happens. So
as I remember, TK is saying that they could do the soft update guarantee for 10 years, and that was $18,000.
Correct.
Correct.
Right.
And the full update was like $108,000?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. But the Hartford the Hartford Elevator Company, was saying that these parts are not obsolete and they use universal parts.
Right. The only issue with that is that we are in a contract for another 5 years with TK.
Okay.
Yeah, every April it renews for another 5 years. So we wouldn't be able to go with the Hartford unless, from what Otis is telling me, we go with a modification with another company. But I mean, if we're in a contract, I don't know if we could even do that. Because, you know, we signed a contract with them years ago.
Did we just miss the rollover date, or were we locked in for like 25 years? We missed the rollover date?
In April, he said it rolls over automatically.
But if we didn't want it to, we would have had
to provide written notice 60 days prior. In the contract, which I attached, let me just pull it up.
Yeah.
It says, before the term, it says, this agreement is effective as of April of 1998 and will continue thereafter until terminated as provided herein. Either party may terminate this agreement at the end of the first year or at the end of any subsequent yearly period by giving the other party at least a 60 days written notice. So when I talked with TK today, they said effective April, it renewed for another 5 years.
Oh, God, 5 years. Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really give us a lot of choice, right?
No.
No, unless, like Otis said, if we do a full mod or even a soft mod with another company. I mean, I just don't know at what point that would be necessary because, again, it's been functioning for 40 years now. So I don't know at what point we would do that.
Well, this is the company that's saying the parts are obsolete, correct? And they're not, they're going to be in where they can't get parts. So how do we know that? I mean, this does break down from time to time. You know, Ellen's had to deal with that. And they've always been able to come with the parts, although, you know, they keep saying, you know, one of these days we're not going to have them. If they're looking for extra money and we're not being cooperative, what's to stop them from saying, hey, I don't have it, and forcing us into doing something? I mean, is it better to be proactive and do the 10-year and then try to get out of this contract?
I was thinking that same thing, Linda, about how we get out of this contract.
Yeah. I mean, we have to wait until, all right, so we have to wait at least till, we have to get something in writing, I'd say by the end of February of next year. So, you know, can we hope that we get through with no breakdowns before then?
That's what I was thinking, because I mean, that's another few months, and it's been functioning okay for now.
Well, wait a minute. So, every April it rolls over for 5 years. Is that what you said? Or for one?
That's what TK said. But the way that it reads to me is every year.
Right.
When you look at the term, when he said 5 years, I'm like, well, to me it looks like if we give him a 60-day notice. Sometime next year, we could get out of it. That's the way that I read it.
I would interpret that the same way.
Yeah.
But maybe we can the attorney look at it.
Yeah. And then we got to make sure we have a date in January or February where we say we want to discontinue.
Right. And then hope against hope, nothing
That's
happens
right.
to it between. And
well,
it really happens over. Right. And I mean, when I spoke to the Hartford, he said, as long as it's being maintained quarterly, you know, they're bulletproof elevators. It's a good brand. So, you know, Lord willing, nothing happens, but you know, you can't make any promises, but
sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I can check. I can have the attorney look at the wording, and I already put a note on my calendar close to that time to just send them a written notice that we want to terminate the contract. But I can have the attorney look at it as well.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
So can I have a motion to just roll this over till next month?
I'll make a motion that, we roll over the Lakeview elevator issue to next month's agenda.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Danny. All right. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. So then we go to E, which is an update on tree work on Grove Street. So last month we talked about the fact that a tree on our property fell over onto a neighbor's roof on Grove Street and caused damage to the roof, caused damage to the grill of his truck. We had taken some trees down for them last summer. And when Zori did a walkthrough with Mr. Schreiber, she pointed out some trees. I think actually Mr. Sill, the owner of the property, was out there too and was concerned that the tree was leaning and sent some pictures to us. Mr. Shriver said the tree was healthy. The tree went over in the big windstorm a few months ago, and apparently there was root rot. So, so he's concerned about other trees on the property. Sent more pictures, and then Mr. Trojanowski, who owns the house next door, he sent in some pictures, and they're asking for a lot of tree work to be done. Zuri, you want to talk about some of the pricing because you've been out there around with them.
Yep. So Belletti Tree Service, he walked the property. I gave him the map just so he could see, what was our property, what was theirs. And basically the three trees that he originally looked at are the only ones of concern to us that are on our property. So the charge is still the same. I think it was about $4,800 for the three that he's going to take down. He said because we've gotten a lot of rain, he's not going to schedule it for this week. He's going to schedule it next week because he said the crane is so heavy, it could kind of sink down on that embankment. So he's going to start. I did talk to Trojanowski. I basically just had them sign a letter, giving us the permission to remove the twin, because I guess one side was on their property, the other side was on ours. So, just for liability, we just kind of, the attorney reviewed a letter for them to sign that gives us permission to remove the entire tree. We're just waiting for the work to start, which is going to be sometime next week.
This makes sense to everybody. I don't feel like we have a choice because if another tree goes over, I mean, what's made it difficult is the...
I mean, I have questions. Were the tree really tested or there's something wrong with the tree needs to come down? Like an actual tree doctor came out? Did we receive certified letters from all the people from around saying with concerns about the tree? And now if they send the certified letters and we respond, and we're responsible for those trees. But I don't know any of those.
Mr. Trojanowski sent us a certified letter with pictures of the trees that he had concerns with. And Belletti, he is a licensed arborist. He provided me his license. And the way that they're growing, they're kind of growing outward leaning because, they're trying to get sunlight. He did recommend that those three had to come down. So
is this in this grouping or is this in a different grouping that was just dead? It had to come down because it was dead.
Yep, that's the Twin Beach. That one was just totally dead. That one has to come down.
Okay.
So that's one of the three.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think part of the problem was that the first tree remover that we used on Mr. Sill's property was not a licensed arborist, although he said he was.
Right.
So, we won't put names on the record, but that, you know, caused some difficulty. All right, so can I have a motion? So it's $4,800 to take these trees down, and they're basically on Mr. Trojanowski's property. Is there anything else on Mr. Stills that needs to come down?
Nope. He looked at the property, he saw the map, and he said these are the only three that are of concern that are on our property that have to come down. And he's been in communication with both of the homeowners, so they're aware of what's going on. He's provided them with his certificate of insurance. So he's been in communication with them as well.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right. So then can we have a motion to expend, or I'll make the motion that we expend the $4,800 to take down these trees from Mr. Trojanowski's property in the hopes that this will resolve the problems. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. So we'll go on to subsidized housing coordinator's report. Zuri, that's you.
Okay. Hold on, I'm sorry. Okay, so as far as the current vacancies, we do have... I'm sorry, hold on, I have all these papers. Here's my report. Okay, so at Steiger Terrace, we do have one vacancy, and we have another one at Cecia Manor. We did send the letters out to the applicants. We're just waiting for their response. Attached also are the vendors that were paid last month. I know we're going to talk about one that was really high in executive session, so I'll just wait until then. Just a few other things I wanted to mention. The cameras, the installation has already started at CC. Reliable Tech was out there on Wednesday. So by the end of this month, hopefully all of the three sites should be up and operating. We talked a little bit about the meet and greets with the mayor, which went very well. I mentioned earlier that I sent all of the information to the city to forward to the grant writer to let them know that we're in need of different items like the rails, the cameras, other emergency items. So I'm just waiting for them to respond to that. Another complaint that I just wanted to make everyone aware of was at Cecia Manor, we got constant calls that people were leaving car seats and couches and mattresses in the dumpster area. So what maintenance did was they put up no trespassing signs, because we have concerns that it might not be the people that are actually living there, but people that are outside in the community. So we put up no trespassing signs at each of the sites. And we sent a phone blast just notifying them, you know, if you see anything suspicious or if you see someone there that shouldn't be there, to call the police, you know, because further action will be taken. And then we talked about the tree work. And yep, I think that's pretty much it as far as what's going on. Any questions for Zuri?
Is there a camera near the dumpster?
Yeah.
Because there's a charge for illegal dumping. So if we get their license plate, we could just call the police, give them the plate. They'll run the plate if it's legit.
Yep, the police officer informed us of that as well. Because I did talk with them about putting the signs up, and they said it's fine, it's our property. So he did say that, you know, they could call the police and run the plate if necessary. So I think when the cameras are, it's going to alleviate a lot of the issues that we've been having.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Any other discussion?
No.
I'm sorry. I just realized I didn't discuss the ad under the new business, which is discussion and possible action on payment of $12,000 to Tegan Bond for the CC Manor environmental review. So, you know, we've been talking in the meetings about adding more project-based vouchers over at Cece. We thought we can only do 15, and actually, Zori, we can do 30. 30 what?
15 at Cece and Manor.
Okay. So
yeah, we're going to.
In order to do that, we need to have an environmental study. We were the only people who applied to do this. We had to go out to bid. We were the only ones who applied. Our chances of getting approval, it seems to be very good, according to everyone that we've talked to, specifically Ken Schultz at Imagineers, and Janet, I think, seems to think we have a good chance of getting it too. This, Bob, I don't know if you remember back in the day, we had this company do some, when Peter Hance had
that.
Oh.
Sure do.
Okay. Yeah, I'll bet. And so we did it for sure at Steiger. I think we did one at Cece, but now it's out of date because that probably goes back to 2016, 2017. So it's going to cost $12,000 to do an updated environmental review for these project-based vouchers. Zori had a conversation with Janet and Janet Wortman, our fee accountant, and Janet said, you know, if you get this, this will be paid off in no time because you're going to increase the amount of income that you have coming into the housing authority. So for us to continue to go forward in trying to secure these project-based vouchers, it's something we need to do. Zori, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Just in the email that I sent to you guys, it was back on April the 28th. Like she said, Janet did say that, you know, it's something that we would make that pretty quickly, depending on what we're charging the PBV units in rent. And, you know, the example that she gave was, for instance, if we charge an extra $600 for the 15 units, that would be about $9,000 that we're getting in the month alone. So, you know, it's not something that we'd have to wait to see a return on. We would get it pretty quickly once the HAP contract is signed. So, you know, she did say it's necessary, and even in the notice from HUD, it is something necessary to do if we're seeking to PVV the additional unit.
Right. We wouldn't even be eligible. We wouldn't be in the ballpark without it.
Correct. Right.
You need a motion, Lena?
I do.
I will make a motion that we approve of the $12,000 for the environmental review.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Danny. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Let me text Mark and tell him to take us off the recorder so we can go into executive. Well, first,
we have to make a motion to go into executive.
Right.
Yep. I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay. I second it.
Thank you both.
And you have to just name who you're going to invite into the executive session.
Okay. The commissioners and Zori would be the only one.
Okay. Okay. Right. So that's the four of you plus Zori. Everybody else will be. So I'm going to pause the tape, and then it's 7:05. I'll pause the recording, and then I'll put you, whoever's in the rating room when the meeting's, are you going to take any action when you're done?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. So then we'll invite everybody back in when they're done. So, all right, hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay. So the time is 7:18 and the meeting is back in session, and we'll bring the other folks into the regular part of the meeting.
All right. And so, can I have a motion then to raise this in executive session next month, the same issue?
I'll make the motion that on the agenda for next month's meeting, we include executive session.
I second the motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Okay, motion carries, and it is 7:19. And if there's nothing further, we can adjourn the meeting. I have a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
I make the motion to adjourn.
Oh, thank you, Loretta. I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you all.
See you. Thank you guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Have a good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Bye.